小，并不是没啥技能是害，并不是害啥技能是没，跟你说来 ，so then we can understand the Shabbat Shalom that no Torah, that every Torah travel is with Eretz, even Torah speaking, because things we cannot visualize this there is a cause of regard to artificial, so we have no positive.If we have no positive without artificial, we certainly don't have a positive without to be there. But the kasha is that this positive can be visualized even in connection with artificial, not in connection with the case of nosomes artinosachai, but it can be visualized in connection with artificial, in connection with the case of nosachai artinosomes.But there is another situation. You can still, even if you apply the halacha of Yisachar Yisrael, you can still visualize the droshe of Mitzrayim. And if we have such a concept in connection with Achisisho of Nosomeis, of Nosachai Vachin Nosomeis, so we apply it to all other arayas.So the Imoy did the Teretz, no. Even though you also say, Yisar Yishisach, Yichayu al Yisar Ach Yisisho, Havre Tzor HaTzavo Shulay Mokhe Mitzvah, Zishan, Zishan. So Mimele, it applies to all Arayas, and the reason is, because in all Arayas, according to Bishamai, so the Yisar of Yishisach is not Chal al Yisar Ahlo. Whatever the Ahlo is. So the Yisar of Yishisach is not Chal.And the Yisra'avo. And if the Yisra'a Yishisach is not Chal Yisra'avo, so maybe there couldn't be any Zike, there couldn't be any Mitzvah. So maybe the Tzoreh is the Tzoreh Tzoreh Shalom Mokhe Mitzvah. So according to Bishamai, so the headline, Yisra'a Yishisach is at the core of Zike. In other words, when can there be Zike and the Mitzvah of Yivim if without Zike there would be an Yisra'a Yishisach? But if the situation is suchthat without Zike, there wouldn't be a Nisar of Yishisach either. So in Meile, there is no Mitzvah of Yivim. But Yisrael don't have to agree with this Yisrael of Yisham. He don't have to agree with this Yisrael of Yisham. I mentioned that in connection with the machlokes between Rabbase and Rove, whether Tzoras Ha'ilel is Asur, Rabbase says Tzoras Ha'ilel is Asur. Why? Because since there is no Zike soul, she becomes affected with the Yisrael of Yishisach. So then the Tzoreh is a Tzoreh of Yishisach, like Tzoras is Tzoreh of Yishisach. But Rove is Chelik. Rove is Chelik and it must like Rove. So the question is, why should Tzoras Ha'ilel be different?So we said that according to Rove, when is the Tzoras Elva Asuro, is the Yisrael Elva, is the cause, is the Sibbe of the Afkor Zike, of the Afkor Zike of the Elva. So maybe just as the Yisrael Elva is Mafia, the Zike of the Elva itself, so it's Mafia, the Zike of the Tzor as well. Mashenki Violet, so it's not that the Yisrael Ishisach,is the cause, the Sibbe, of the Afkor Zike. Ironless, there is no Zike because Ashatim is hardly ironless. So there is that way around. In other words, since there is Afkor Zike and ironless, so the main way, the Afkor Zike of ironless is the cause of the Yisrael Yishisach. So then we cannot say, just as the Yisrael Yishisach is Mashkiah the Zike and ironless, so it's Mashkiah the Zike and the Tzor of the ironless too. Because it's not the Yisrael Yishisach that was Mashkiah the Zike and ironless.It's the Shemayonis that was Mafkiya the Zike in the Ironis, not the Yisrael Shasach. I mean, that's a small option. So then the question arises, so according to Rove, why is Tzoras Yishisach Shloye Berome? Tzoras Yishisach Shloye Berome, Asuro? Then too we should say, it's like Tzoras Ironis, because there is a Gnos HaKosuv Ki Yishuach and Yad, Shloye Yishilach and Berome. So that means there is no Zike if it's Shloye Berome. So in many waySo, Mimele, the Yisrael Yishisach is Chal, so according to Rove, Tzoras Yishisach is Rome, should be Mutare, so we said at that time, so it's Mucha from that, that the Yisrael Yishisach of Yishisach, that there is no Zike is Shabbos Gomer is not because there is no Zik. Because the Torah was not Matir, the Isha is a Sah, Ligabi and Nachshol Hoyblom. The Torah was Matir, the Isha is a Sah, only vis-a-vis and Nach, that heavy Yeshiva has they long with the Sin Father. But vis-a-vis, the Ach was not heavy coming Yeshiva, the coming living. With the Sin Father, the Torah was not Matir, the Isha is a Sah. And suppose there had been no Isha is a Sah, so then there would be a mitzvah of even if Yisrael Shloim Olam do. So in other words, so in order to explain that, we were forced to say that the reason as to why Torah Yisrael Shloim Olam is Asur, and we don't equate it with Torah Silenus, because by Torah Yisrael Shloim Olam, the Yisrael Shisach is the tzibir of that Kozik. But how can we say that? Only if we say that if there hadn't been and Yisrael Shisach, then there would be Zike, even in Yisrael Shloim Olam too. So then we have to assume that the Zike and the Mitzvah Yidden is not based upon the otherwise Yisrael Shisach. So then the Kashi is, but here Bishama is saying that the reason is why Yisrael Shisach is not Asur is because in Yisrael Alisea, so Memele Yisrael Shisach, Shaloi Mokim Mitzvah Mishaya, so that means, so Bishama is saying, in effect, that the Mitzvah of Yidden is based upon the otherwise Yisrael Shisach. The answer is, according to Bishama, it is like that. But according to Bisilel, it's not like that. And according to Bisilel, there would be a mitzvah of Yidden even if there hadn't been a mitzvah of Yishasach. And if there had been a mitzvah of Yidden, even without a mitzvah of Yishasach, then Yishasach Shloim Olam would also be spoken of Yidden. But the fact is that there is a mitzvah of Yishasach. But the mitzvah of Yidden is not based upon the mitzvah of Yishasach. And that's the machlokes between Bishara and Bisilel, as to whether the mitzvah of Yidden is based upon the mitzvah of Yishasach, or it's not based upon the mitzvah of Yishasach. Alright, now, let's see the cases here. Do not say, Yisarach is Isha, V'chayel al-Yisar Eshetach. V'nitema, given the Yisarach is Isha, V'chayel, Tisyabi Me'avuku. So, Bisham I say, that is in the Haramin of the Gemara. But the Maskon of the Gemara is, as Rashi explains, that it's not because the Yisarach is Isha is not Chal, and the Yisarach is Isha, but it means that the Yisrael Shisach is not Chala the Yisrael, or whether it's Achitish or whatever level it is. But the Havamin of Gemara was that the reason why the Shabbai say Toras, Ravo is Muteret, because the modern Shach is Yisrael Achitish is not Chala, and the Yisrael of Shisach. So let the Achitish itself be Misyadene. As far as this, because there is no Yisrach is Isha, and as far as Yisrach is concerned, so in every moment there is Yisrach. The Torah is Matir, so the Torah should be Matir. This is Yisrach too. He shleim ah, Yisrach is Isha means for Torah. Because if Boka Yisrach is Yisrach, also the Chalim, you can wait for. So I mean, Jesus mentioned that the form of the Tashem is Kalef, but actually, the Gemara is the Gemara that from the way. Turn the Gemara from the way. The Yisrael Shisach is Chal. Then the Yisrael is Isha cannot be Chal, because Rav Shimon holds in Yisrael is Chal, Yisrael is Chal. So King Yisrael is Isha le Chayel, Tisyam Yivumet. So the Gemara is Kashe. So what Jesus says, the Gemara is Kashe. Amar Rabashe, Yisrael is Isha, Mishle Tole Vikoy. Ipoka Yisrael Shisach, Os Yisrael is Isha, Vichayel, Viyukach lo Ipoka. So let's see what Rashi says. Mishle Tole. In the case of Nosa, May Sakin of Sahai, Yisrael Shisach is Chal. So the Mele when Shimon later on, now is Leo, so Hoche does not become Asura and Shimon, and the score of Achishisha. So the Kashi was, let Hoche, when Rubin dies, let Hoche be Mishabenes, the Shimon. So the Gemara says, Mr. Tol, Diyah the Pok Yisrael Shisach, Havachai Yisrael Shisho, the Haidu Lechayon Mikore, Mishintani Yisrael Shisach, da bekoy kame kilka ואם ידרוכי לו לאור, פתאום הם נגיד. So, of course, we're talking, so it's a sach, we're chai, we're a sach. But, so he says, hoi u v'isa, the Russian of Rashi, hoi u v'isa rachi sisho, muchen ve'im idroche lola. So it's mashma from Rashi's Russian, that which is a rovo, prevents even the isa rachi sisho. So the reason as to why she's not with Yabemes is because of the isa rachi sisho. Even though, at present, the isa rachi sisho is not chal, and she, it's not chal yet. But it's Muchemeimet, in case the Yisrael Shesach becomes Muter, so then the Yisrael Shesach is Muchem to Bechal. So Memele sees the Yisrael Achisisho is Muchem to Bechal, so Memele the Yisrael Achisisho prevents it. That's how it's Masho for Rashi. That's the Yisrael Achisisho that it prevents, that prevents it. Now, that prevents it. Now, what does Taisa say? Taisa says... Ripoka, there's a common way. We have a God with Chayil, Yisra Chisisho, Asura Nama Atzor of Yivume. Given the Ripoka, Yisra Chisach, Moy Island is the Yisra Chisach. Have a God with Yisra Chisach. So in other words, so it's mashma from Taisa's, where is from Rashi it's mashma? The reason is to why Leila, I mean Roche, is not Miss Yabemes. Is not Miss Yabemes. To Shimen is because of the Yisrael Vachisisho. Even though at present the Yisrael Vachisisho is not Chal, but since it's Eilid, it's Muchon and Zumen. To be Chalani, the moment the Yisrael Shesar becomes Muter, so Meile, the Yisrael Vachisisho prevents it. So Rashi's sitting is that because of the elbow of Achisisho, she is not Miss Yabemes. But Taisa says, the other God will hire Isa Achisisho, Asura Namasor of Yivume, given the Ipoka Isa Rishisach. My iron is the Isa Rishisho, Ato God the Imbo and Isa Rishisach Lechubi. So he makes the analogy with Soras Ironess. Soras Ironess, what is the elbow? He asks the Tore, Isa Rishisach. So here too it's Mashma, that the reason is why the Tzorah of the Achisisho, the Tzorah of the Achisisho is Asura. The reason is why the Tzorah of the Achisisho is Asura is because of the Elbow of Yishisach. He equates it with Tzorah Tzorah. So that was Keishas Yisrael Kamash. So there is a role on that. So at first the role says, it seems that Keishas Yisrael Kamash. And then the role says, no, it's not. It doesn't necessarily follow that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Taisa. Taisa could agree with Rashi that the reason as to why the Achisisho herself is not Miss Yabemes is because of the Yisar Elbo of Achisisho. Even though, at present, the Yisar Elbo of Achisisho is not Chalas yet, but since it's Muchon and Zumen to be Chal, the moment the Yisar is Shesach, becomes Mutah, so Mele, there could not be any Yiv. So this could agree with Rashi's Lomdes. But that's only, that Lomdes is only Shayach to call it tasteless, Ligabi the Achisisho herself. Mashenke, Ligabi, the Tzor of the Achisisho. So there must be an Israel word present, not a potential Israel. As far as the Elbow of the Achisisho herself is concerned, so that it's not necessary that there should be the Israel word in actuality. As long as potential, there is an Yisra'elbo, because the moment the Yisra'ach will become Mutah, so the Meile, the Yisra'ach Yisisha will be Chal, so the Meile, there cannot be any Yiv. That's in regard to the Achisisha herself. So, Rashi discusses the Achisisha herself. But, Teisnes discusses the Tzoras, Achisisha. As far as the Tzoras Achisisha, which is used from the prophet, of Isha or Achisha, we seek after the prayer, regardless of what's all around the Hayao. So that Zerasakosov only implies that the Tzore of an Elvo in actuality, not an Elvo who can become an Elvo, only an Elvo who is presently an Elvo, in actuality an Elvo, not just Nuchon and Zume, to the Chal. So an Elvo presently, in actuality an Elvo, after the Tzore. Now, so the role explains it on the basis of the planet that Tsaratango is in Europe. And he mentions the Raya from the Gemara d'Afret. But when we went over this Gemara, so he mentions the Raya, So it's a Gemara Mefreshes, he says, that it's a new Av and a new Kores, a new Avo. But when we went over this Gemara, so we said there is no Raya from this. Because this Gemara says, if we didn't have the Gzeiras HaKosuf of Balel, so then if we didn't have the Gzeiras HaKosuf of Balel, so then I would say that the Pasuk of Ishel Lachis of Yisikach Mitzraya implies that Torah Tzavu is Asuro, baby mocking mitzvah, Ben Shalim mocking mitzvah. And the Gemara says, that Eina Chaname, what is the Gemara, what's the terrace of the Gemara? The Gemara says there, Eina Chaname. So the Gemara says, the Gemara means, once we have the Gzeiras HaKosuf of Mitzrayim, and we didn't have, oh well, so then we would have to say that Tzoras Elvo is a new Yisrael, a new Lav, a new Kores, a new Elvo, because just as the Torah mentions in this passage, a Lav against Achis Isho, and Kores, for Achis Isho, the Torah also would be mentioning a new Lav against Tzoras Achis Isho, and Kores against Tzoras. So then we would have to say that it's a new Elvo. Masha'in can now live the Emes. That there is Gzeiras HaKosuf of Olel. And the Olel tells us that the halacha of Mitzrayim, the Tzoras Achis Isho is Asuro, is only the Mokim Mitzray, Shomim Mokim Mitzray. So then it's Mistaver. Why? Moneshech is, it's a new Elvo. So she should be Asuro under all circumstances, just as Achis Isho is Asuro under all circumstances. And seems that the Gzeiras HaKosuf of Olel tells us that she is not Asuro under all circumstances, only Mokim Mitzray. So then the Pshat in the Gzeiras HaKosuf of Mitzrayim, there is no Zike. So there she becomes Asuro on the score of Ishisach. So there is no Raya, I mean, from the Gemara. And then we saw that Rashi and Tetzel Tavdimu saying so many words, that it's not in your Elvo, it's not in your Av, it's only because HaKosuf only tells us there is no Zike. So anyway, the Tzoras Elvo becomes affected with the Yisrael of Ishisach. So the Vohu takes it for granted that according to all Vishayim, so there is Tzoras Elvo is in your Elvo. Whoever. So he explains it on that score. But we can say the same thing that Ravon says, even if we assume that Tzoras Elvo is not a new Elvo. It's not a new Elvo. But it's, so what does the Zakosov tell us? The Zakosov tells us that the Yisar Elvo of the Elvo is Mashkia the Zike of the Tzoras. The Tzoras. So, but that Zakosov only applies to a case where there is a Yisar Elvo in actuality, not where it's in a potential state. But as far as the Elvo itself is concerned, so then even if there is no Yisar Elvo presently, but it's Muchel Yuzumen to Bechal, so in Mele, we can accept what Ravel says, that there is no Machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. But Tesis can also agree with Rashi, that the reason as to why Achis Isho is not Nisya Benes, is because the Yisar Achis Isho, the Yisar Achis Isho does not allow. But Teisves holds that is only Shaykh regarding the Elvo herself, regarding Achis Isho herself, but regarding the Tzor of Achis Isho. So he could not say, since if the Yisar Ishisach will become, so the Meile, she will become Asuro, mitzvah the Yisar of Achis Isho will become, so the Meile, the Tzor should also be Asuro. But the Gzeiras HaKosuf of Mitzrayim only applies to a case where there is a Nisar Achis Isho present, not where a Nisar Achis Isho that is Muchen and Zumen to the Chal. So Tesis says the Kashe, so why is the Tzor of Achis Isho Asura? After all, there is no Nisar Achis Isho at present. There is no Nisar Achis Isho at present. So why should it be Chal? So Tesis says, no, since the Nisar of Ishisach cannot become Muter. Why can the Yisar of Ishisach become Muter? Because once it becomes Muter, so it will be replaced by another Yisar. So there is no Eter of Yisar Ishisach. So that Yisar of Ishisach is like Ishisach of Shloim Romei. So the Yisar of Ishisach of Shloim Romei, as of the song. All right. εκείνη ως μέσα χάλα καθμός ο μέρες εκείνη που λόγω ίσα είχε τάχνει χάλα μέσα να πίσω χάλα ίσα μας άλλος πολύ μοχμίτε μισάλε το δημιουργέ άρε εδί ως είχε τάχνει κάτ χάλα μη ίσα να χαιτήσω στο δημιουργέ it's like τώρα σε άλλος πολύ μοχμίτε μισάλε so it's much more θα μου πεις γεμόρε that the recording to be shaman the recording to be shaman. So, where is the mitzvah of Yidden? Only when without the mitzvah of Yidden, there would be a mitzvah of Yisach. But if without the Yidden, there wouldn't be a mitzvah of Yisach anyway, then there is no mitzvah of Yidden. In other words, it's analogous to the Shiras HaRambam regarding Tumas craving, Tumas Kiyamim craving. So that Rambam Shitti is Dafti Bal Kiyamim, there is a mitzvah. Where otherwise there is a mitzvah, so the Torah is mechayev, is mechayev, is matir, and is mechayev to the mechayev. So here too, according to the Shammai, that's where there is, where normally there is, where otherwise there would be a Nisar v'Shesar. So in case of Yishvach and Yardov, so the Torah is matir Nisar v'Shesar. But where there is no Nisar v'Shesar, even without Zike, so then there is no Zike, there is no Mitzvah. That's how it's mashma according to Bishama. But, so from the Gemara it's only mashma that Bishama is saying that. But, it doesn't mean that the Sila agree with this because this is the Torah which finished. Alright, the Gemara says it. But the Gemara said it out of the Bishama. But the Gemara doesn't say it out of the Sila. So we could say that the reason is why the Sila is chelik on Bishama. And they say that Torah Shel is Asuro and they don't apply the Sila of the Yisachar Yisrael, because they say true Yisachar Yisrael. So the Yisrael, Yisachar is not Chal Yisrael Chisisho, or the Yisrael Yisachar is not Chal and Yisrael, of Pitei and all the other Rayas. But it's still there is Mokhi Mitzvah. It's still Mokhi Mitzvah. The Yisrael is not based upon the otherwise Yisrael Yisachar. Now, let's see what the Rishay is. The Rabban, the Rashbo, and the Ritva. Now first the Rambam mentions what I discussed last time. I mean Rashi's Pshat and the Rashi. Because according to Rashi, so the Halamin of the Gemara was that Bishamais are Matir, Tzores Elbo Ve'achi, only by certain Arayas. In other words, like the Arayas of Achisisho, or all the Arayas that emanate from Kuvasishte. But, let's say, the Arayas that emanate from Kuvas Atzme, Bishamai, and that matter itself. According to the Arabic. According to the Arabic. So the Gemara says, even in the case of Achisishte, with the Arayas that emanate from Kuvasishte, so Teinach, Heichel, Dinoso, so the Yisrael Yisach is Chal first, so the Yisrael Yisisho is not Chal of Yisrael Yisach. So the name of them is no Elba Yisisho, that you dash on the tzok. But no Sachal and Barakach no Sames. So the Yisrael of Yisisho is Chal first. So then you dash on the tzok. So even Yisisho itself, there is a situation where the Torah should not be upset. The Torah should not be upset. So the Gemara says in the Teret, even in the case of Nosa Chai, Makach Nosa Mez, so in the Mele, the Torah is not Tosa because it's Torah Sal Shalom Mekmitze. So in the Mele, by the Torah Sal Shalom it's like Torah Sal Shalom Mekmitze. So that means that according to Rashi, the Havan of the Gemara was that the Shabbai are only matter the Torah of a physician. Or the other Arayas that emanate from Kuvas Ishtei, but not the Tzores that emanate from Kuvas Atz. So, the Rambam doesn't like that. So he says, Vengpil Zerichvea, so then he mentions the Arayas. V'Arayas Zahar Pirish Tamayi L'Bishamayi, Bishim Dini Sechol Arisa, V'Al Korcha Hu Yechol Tomi Nidrash Litzchei Yitzchor Asach Yitzishok. Voi Biyavne, V'Chim Dibot Lo Litzchei, Kuvas Tzores Chomish Esrinot Shim Shari, V'Al Kuvas Machesishi Yalkinot, V'Bishim Vokhat Shinon, Kina Avinos Emez, Akinos Achai, Elo, Nosa Chai Tchilo, Achis Isha Kodi, Ubon Kamino, Litzrei, so the Meila, I see them call it Chai Latzme. Vitich, 一号开，还不够费，这下面我们，下面的分家去，手机是家去，我们很棒，还是外人，就在这个下课打扰的哈们的什么，我这个猫也是，猫也是黑呐，黑呐很。今天我说没啥干么事好，不要是啥黑气小，一嗨啦一声是啥，一啥黑是啥，说是那个把那身家是对着噻，你别莫的噻，这对的身子又歪，还是歪的下歪身 ，in the case， 我说没啥干么事好，这一声是啥黑是好分，说没有一声黑气小，给他就好了，一声黑是啥。So there is no elbow to ask on the sword. So that's why we shall say he doesn't ask on the sword, Monim Sheikh. So the Achisisho itself should be the Shaman. We talk stick shape. Yoche, elbow goofy is his yam. You woman, I'm going to come on to the phases castle. And then he gives the same time as the phases gives, which is mentioned by the Mohammed of Amazon. But I'm going to come on to the Mohammedachi. Oh, my gosh, he's an Achisisho, he's a little bit of אי פוקע איסר איש אסך, אוסי איסר אחי סישו וחיים. אבל איגע ביצורת, כיבי זה מחיים לא יכול לו, כיבי זה מחיים, לא יכול לו איסור את אחי סישו, לעצור לו, ואו. So the answer is, so in other words, as we more said that one and wait, that the reason is why the אחי סישו herself cannot do this yabemes, is because two, is right now at present. So there is no Yisrael HaKishisho, because in Yisrael HaKishisho. But if let's say, we would say Chiz Nisiyah Benes, so in other words, so then the Yisrael of Yisrael will be Muter at the moment. The Yisrael of Yisrael will be Muter, so the Yisrael HaKishisho will be Chal. So how can that be him? So the Yisrael is a Kores, and in that's the Yisrael is a say, שיש בו קורס, so they cannot be in Yidin, and since they cannot be in Yidin, so they cannot be in Echlitze either, because כל שאין אלו Yidin, אין אלו Echlitze. So that's the reason as to why, even the Shammai admit, that the Achisisho itself cannot be in Yidin. It's true that at present, they pay out, there is no Yisrael Achisisho, because it is a Chal Yisrael. But if you are going to say, since at present there is no Yisrael Achisisho, let the Yisrael Shesar be the Kavuta, and let him be miyam. So if the Yisrael Shesach will become Mutea, so then the Yisrael Hishisho will be Chal. So the Meila is a good thing to hear, because in Eset Eichela it is a Sheyesh Bekoresh, and since there couldn't be any Yidin, because there is no Tchie, so the Meila, there couldn't be any Chlitze either. Kol Sheyel Yidin and any Chlitze. So the Meila, the Zike is Boka. So the Zike is Boka. So he says, Avoli Gavit Tzore, Kim Vimechayim Lechol Yisrael Hishisho. Lots of but we got it so not so this is so the Pshat and Ramban with Rug is what Ravel said. The Ravel doesn't mention the Ramban. Ravel just mentions the cases that one is. But with Rug this is what Ramban means. So in other words, as far as the El Dachisisha itself is concerned, so it's not necessary that the Isa Achisisha should be the payout. It's not necessary that it should be the payout. Because even though there is no Yisrael HaKishisho B'Teyach, but there is an Yisrael HaKishisho B'Teyach, potential. So the male head, there couldn't be him. Because how can he be Miyamah? He'll be then, the Yisrael HaKishisho will be how if he's Miyamah. So the male head, and it is a Nechlitzi B'Kores. So the male head, there couldn't be a Nechlitzi either. But to Asa the Zore, then the Yisrael, the elbow of B'Teyach is not enough. Then the Maseh, the Yisrael for Piteya. This is what Rambam means. The time of Bisila. Also the question is, so why would Bisila? Now, Bisila say, the Tzora Selvo is Asuch. So Tzora Sachisisho is Asuch under all circumstances. Being in the case of Nosochai Mahakin Nosomeis, and being in the case of Nosomeis, Mahakin Nosochai, but it was a high, so the question is, why do Bisilo say that Tzora Sachisisho is Asuro, even in the case of Nosameis Vaki Nosachai? But in the case of Nosameis Vaki Nosachai, Yisrael Shesach was Chal first. So the male of Yisrael Sachisisho is not Chal, and these are official tax. Now, so too, the Christians of Grandemisia Bemis, because of the Easter of Christian, the chaos. But we still think the Torah is also Asura. Why should the Torah be Asura? Why should the Torah be Asura? The time of Yisrael, love mission be Yisrael or Yisrael. So the time of Yisrael is not because Yisrael or Yisrael. Ever mission be Yisrael or Goreba. That's one thing. Imame, Ava Gavdi Yisrael or Yisrael, Hipoka Yisrael Shesach, Osa Yisrael Chetishon. True, that the payout there is no Yisrael or Chetishon. Because in Yisrael or Yisrael, the Yisrael or Chetishon is not Yisrael or Yisrael Shesach. But, I mean, the payout there is no Yisrael or Chetishon. But the payout there is. It's Mukhan Mzumen to Bechah. So the Mele, since the chaos, the reason is that our government is sure, so the Mele, it can happen at all. It can happen at all. So there are two machines in the Ramban, as to the oneness of Yisrael. So, apparently the first lotion in Yisrael, the first lotion in Yisrael holds, as the Rambam says, certain cases, that in order to happen at all, so there must be a Nisarel of the Peah, but a Nisarel of the Keah cannot happen at all. And the second motion is not as Ravon says in thesis. The second motion is no, that the Nisarel of the Keah can also happen at all. Now, so the second motion we understand very well. All right, I mean, what Ravon says in thesis is very Nisarel, but it's Nisarel the other way too, I mean. It's just as reasonable the other way too. So this is what Ramban says in the second motion. That the Yisrael, since there's a Kosovo, that the Yisrael offers the Tzore, so not only the Yisrael of the Keah, even the Yisrael of the Keah, the fact that there is a Yisrael of the Keah, Mukhar in Zuman to the Chal, that even though presently there is the Yisrael is not Chal yet, so it's just the Yisrael of the Keah, not the Keah, so it cannot be Tzore. All right, there's a second motion. What's the first motion? So the first motion apparently agrees with Ravomus Lomis. What is Ravomus said that in the Teisves? In the Romans that Lomis says. Why? Because Teisves says that the Tzor becomes Azor in the case of Nosa Meis, Nosa Chai. So the Yisra Rishisak was Chal first. And then the Yisra is Achisisho Kena Bichal, and Yisra Chal Yisra. So still the Tzor is Azor. The Tzor is Azor. Not because of the Yisra of Achisisho, because at present the payout there is no Yisra of Achisisho. But since the Achisisho itself cannot be Misya Bemez, because the Yisra of Ishesach cannot be Misya Bemez, because the Yisra of Achisisho is Mukhan Mizum to the Chal, so anyway, it cannot be him, because if he's the Yamma, so then the Yisra of Ishesach will be Poka, so anyway, the Yisra of Achisisho will be Chal, so anyway, and as a Dechal Ishesha Bekores, so anyway, since him cannot be realized, so he cannot be realized either. So the male the Ziki is Poka. If the Ziki is Poka from the Achisishon, the Ziki is Poka because, in other words, because of the Yisra of Achisishon Bikeach, so the Ziki is Poka. So since the Ziki is Poka, so the Yisra is a Sach effect, the Achisishon. So the male there is an Yisra of a Sach, so it doesn't become Uter. So the male the Tzore is like Tzore. That's what it is. So the Bible explains the cases. That was faithless as to resort to the Elbow of the Shesach, not to the Elbow of Chazisho, because in order to ask the Tzore, so the Yisra Elbow must be the Peah of the Tzore. Alright, now, to the faithless, so she is like Tzora's Island, like Tzora's Island. So, why does faithless have to mention she is like Tzora's Island? Why does faithless have to mention she is like Tzora's Island? Why faithless wants to mention an example that the Elbow of the Shesach also after the Tzoret, Jesus has to mention Tzoret Islandess, which is a Matorin Machlekes between Rabate and Rove, and we don't talk like Rabate. Let Jesus mention a better example of an Elbow Vishesach. Or Vishesach actually belong me. Why does it, so it's a little cool on me. Why does Jesus mention the habit that one is made? The bottom faces that one big of love. The other of the high little Achisisho, as soon as I'm a totally woman, keeping the Poka is a Shesach, because of the Yisra Achisisho, the Keach, from the melee, so he doesn't allow the Isa, so that precludes the Heter and the Isa of the Shisar. So the melee, the Isa and Shisar does not become Muter. So the melee, she becomes Asura Mitzah the Shisar. So you see, Muralun is the Sersor of Abogad, the Indom Isa Shisar. What did we mention? Sersor Tilness, which only Rabat has said. Let him mention this as a controllable all day. The answer is the way we are. Sersor Tilness is like the Shisar Shalim of Mitzah, so instead of Shah. So we set up shot because the Xerasakosu, the Tzoy and Tzoras are Elvoid Asuro, only applies to a case where the Yisrael Elvoid Matia the Ziket from the Elvoid. So mainly we say, for the same reason, that the Yisrael Elvoid, Yisrael the Shem Elvoid, is Matia the Ziket from the Elvoid, so it's also Matia the Ziket of the Tzoy. So, by Yishisach of Shalom Yilomei, so do we say, so it's not that by Yishisach of Shalom Yilomei, there is no mitra of Yidin, period. There would be a mitra of Yidin, even by Yishisach of Shalom Yilomei, but the Torah was Matir Yishisach vis-a-vis a Nach Shalom Yilom. The Torah was only Matir Yishisach vis-a-vis a brother Shohis from Yishivach Yilom. But vis-a-vis a brother that Yohoyob Yilomei called, the Torah was Matir Yishisach. But suppose, there would be a situation where the Yisrael Shisach wouldn't be Shayach anyway, then there would be a mitzvah of Yivin too. So the name is, so we got the Yisrael Shisach of so it's the Yisrael Shisach that is Mafia the Ziki. Because there is the Yisrael Shisach. Mashiach, we got the Ironhead, so it's not the Yisrael Shisach that is Mafia the Ziki of the Ironhead. And there is no Ziki because the Ironhead is only Ziki. I just didn't find the Ironhead. So the name of the Ziki is Fakah. See, the Ziki is Foka, so the Mele, she's like a Mishisach, shame upon it. See, the Ziki is Foka. So the Yisrael Elbo, the Shisach, is not the Sibir of Atkoye Ziki, but it's the result of Atkoye Ziki. So when is the Torah Suro, if the Yisrael Elbo is the Sibir of Atkoye Ziki, the Elbo result? So we say, the same reason, that the Yisrael Elbo is Matkia, the Ziki, the Elbo. So she's Matkia, the Ziki, the Torah too. But we got the Torah finally. So it's not that the Yisrael Elbo is Matkia the Ziki, the Ziki is Foka because the Ziki is Foka. So we may have the Yisrael Elbo of Yishisach result. So it seems that the Yisrael Elbo was not the cause of the Afkoa Ziki in the islandess itself. Why should it be Matkia Ziki in the Torah? The Torah is not an islandess. Alright, so that's the pshat. So we may have here, Taisa says that the Yisrael Elbo B'Keach is not capable of uttering the Torah. So why is the Tzor of Dachetisho in the case of Nosam Nesvach and Nosach Hai? Why is the Tzor of Dachetisho Azuro? Because since the Yisrael Shisach cannot become Utea, because the Yisrael Dachetisho is Mokhum Zumen to the Chal, so the Mele, there cannot be an Yivn, because then there would be a Nisakores, and Nefei Badeyef and Nisakores, so the Mele, there is no Chwitze, so we may let the Ziki is Poka Ligamre. Since the Ziki is Poka Ligamre, so the Yisrael Shisach is Chal. So we may let it after the Torah. So it's analogous to Torah Tavonet. Because it's not that the Yisrael of Shisach is Mafkia the Ziki and the Hishisha. The Yisrael of Hishisha of Ikeach. The Yisra, Achisisho B'Keach. Achisisho B'Keach. So, is the cause of the Afkoye Ziki. And then, once there is Afkoye Ziki, on account of the Yisra, Achisisho B'Keach, so the Yisra of Yishisach is Chal. So the Yisra of the Elbo of Yishisach is not the cause of Afkoye Ziki. It is the result of Afkoye Ziki. And what is the cause of Afkoye Ziki? The Yisra, Achisisho B'Keach. But the Yisrael Achisisho B'Keach is incapable, according to Tzitzis, of uttering the Torah. So, but it is capable of being Matkia the Ziki in the Achisisho itself. Once the Ziki is Poka in the Achisisho itself, so the Mele, what results from that? The Yisrael Shisach. So the Yisrael Shisach is not the cause, it's not the Ziki of that point of the Achisisho, but is the result. Is the result. So it's analogous to Tzoras Islandess. Now, so the question arises. so there. Points of honor, we don't pass through that island. So, our Ibrahimis, we should say that in the case of Nosa Mezach, the Nosa Chai, the Torah should have a Zohar. Of course, that's not all. So we have to say that there is a special law here. This is what the Rambam means. So he mentions the Xerotakos of Vavlotzer, of the Tres. Here there is the Xerotakos of Vavlotzer. And Vavlotzer has reference to what? To Achetisho. The other Arayas are deduced from Achetisho. And of course it's Mistabea that with the Xerotakos of Vavlotzer has reference to all kinds of Achetisho, being the kind of Achetisho of Nosa Chai Lakach Nosa Mer, and being the kind of Achetisho of Nosa Mer Zach Nosa Chai. So the Xerotakos of Vavlotzer obviously has reference to the case of Nosa Mer Zach Nosa Chai. So the Torah says, Vavlotzer, that he is Asur. So the Meir, even though on the basis of the general principle, if we had a posit of Torah that he is Asur, in regard to another Alvo, so then we couldn't apply it to the case of Nosa Mezach Nosa Chai, because Nosa Mezach Nosa Chai should be analogous to Torah Zalnes, and according to Rove, the way you pass the Torah Zalnes is not Asur. Why? Because Torah Zalnes is only Asur if the Yisar Elbo is the fever of the Asur Zike. So for the same reason that it's Maftir Zike in the Elbo, it's Maftir Zike in the Torah, but not, it doesn't apply to a case where the Yisar Elbo is the result of Asur Zike. That's the reason why according to Rove, Torah Zalnes is Muteres. It's not Asur. So the Miller here too, since the Sibir of the Asur Zike is the Yisar Achetisho Mikeach, when Yisar, and that therefore cannot attack the Sibir. But as a result of the Yisar, Achetisho Mikeach, so the Zike is what kind of Achetisho. Mimele the Yisar of the Elbo of Yisar is half of the Achetisho. So then, the Elbo of Yisar is not the Sibir of Asur Zike, it's already the result of Asur Zike. So it's like Sarah Tylenet, so if you show him according to Rabbah, say Mechaname, but according to Rabbe, so the Rambam says, but here Rabbe would be made it, because here we have a special Zerzakosu, and the Zerzakosu deals with Achetisho. So it deals not only with the case of Nosa Chai Laka Nosa Me, it deals with the case of Nosa Me Laka Nosa Chai too. So this is what the Rambam means in the first one. The time it is still out, why is this a horror? So why does he have to mention it's Reagolapo? Because it's not really the cause of Israel. We would equate it with Torah Zalnes. And Torah Zalnes, according to Rove, is not a soul. Iname now. So the first Lashon in Ramban agrees with the Lomdes of Ravov, what Ravov says in the basis. But the second Lashon in Ramban says no, just as the Yisar Achetisho Bikeach is capable of being Maftia the Zike in the Achetisho herself, even though presently there is no Yisar of Achetisho, so it's capable of answering the Torah. Inam, Abodav the Yisar Chola Lisa, Kipoka Yisar Yisar Achot Achetisho, V'chayel Bin Yalotim. That's the Ramah. Now let's see the Rashi. Now the Rashbo is very, very strange. Now, so the first part of the Rashbo there, the bottom paragraph, was Roma Samayit Nishan Yisachavita. So he's saying the same thing that the Ramban said, I mean, I was Gadot. Then he says, Vakshino, Teinach Eichad Nosome, Vakshino Sachai. Now Eichad Nosachai, Vakshino Some, Malikah Lemeimah. So bichuyo yitel imidli, bichuyo mel treya, mishim lachitish de kodim. Un meil haashim kum et chila. I mean that's why you...
Vachino Sachai. 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 Vachino Sachai.
un meiva asin come tre vasi, a mi des no hai noi tra i lucia. O poi, da si lo oche le hade tra la selva ma che mi dice. Cibun de lo inofo, e avo camè. Vi lavo a so indicei, of no so hal, so di se a, of a che si scio is hal first, then it's no so mei, so di se a of ishe sachi is not hal. So in meiva, it's like, so la selva, So, very strange that. So in other words, so we see one thing from the Rashi. That the Rashi, now we said that the Pshat in the Gemara is that Bishamayol, that the otherwise is a Rishisach is the basis for the mitzvah. In other words, where is the mitzvah in the only if without that, there would be an Yisrael Shisach. But in the case where without that there is no Yisrael Shisach either, there is no Zika, there is no Mitzvah. That's the Rav B'Shamashi. That's B'Shamashi. B'Shamashi. But we still say no, that the Mitzvah of Hebrew is not based upon the otherwise Yisrael Shisach. But from the Ramban it's not much more like that. I mean from the Rabban Asar, from the Rajbo, it's not much more like it. So he says, Upori, now the Gemara is the Kash. Tenach Yichnos Mefnos Achai. Elei Yichnos Achai, let's say Shimon first married Leah. So then Rochel, the sister of Leah, became Asuran Shimon because of Akitish. Then Ruvay married Rochel, so the Yisar of Yishas Rochel does not become Asur on Mitzad Yishasach. Because the Yisar of Yishasach cannot be Chal on the Yisar of Yishish. My Yichon Neima, ופורי, דעתו לא אוכל להבא צורת אהבו מוקי מצווה כי אם לא ידוף לא אהבו כמה so what the pshat? The mitzvah of Yiv that's why we say the mitzvah of Yiv is based upon the otherwise Yisrael Shisach but in this case even without the mitzvah Yiv there is no Yisrael Shisach because Yisrael Shisach is not Chal or Pahal Nachitisho so there is no mitzvah Yiv. So what does he want? The other God is not for Kamisho, Rachi. We call Mokim the God in the Hayache, Havel, and Kitzor Hashem. In other words, let's say there are more brothers. Not just two brothers. Let's say, there are more brothers. There is Ruvein, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. There are several brothers. Now, and it's not a Chaylak, it's not a Mech. So Shimon married Leah. So Rochel, the sister of Leah, became Asur, and Shimon, because of this Yisrael HaKitish. Then Ruvi married Rochel, so Rochel does not become Asur also, and Shimon and the score of Yishasa, because then Yisrael, Halali. Then Ruvi died. So Bishamai say that the Tzoreh is not Asur, because it's Tzoreh Asur HaShorim Mokim Mitzvah. Why is Tzoreh Asur HaShorim Mokim Mitzvah? Because Mitzvah Yivim is only Shayach in a case where without the Mitzvah there would be an Yisrael Shisa. So the Torah is Matzah. And didn't meet others. But here, without the mitzvah, there wouldn't be any such a star. So maybe there is no mitzvah of him. So yes, but there's another brother. So, in respect to whom there is a Nisar of Ishasach. In respect to, vis-a-vis Shimon, there is no Nisar of Ishasach, because the Nisar of Ishasach. But there's another brother, Levi, there's a brother Yehude. So vis-a-vis Levi, vis-a-vis Yehude, there is a Nisar of Ishasach. So there is the mitzvah vis-a-vis the other brother. So the name of the Torah should have a deed of the Torah ergo b'mokim mitzvah. But we are talking now about Shimon being miyav in the Torah. So what significant is the fact that vis-a-vis Levi, vis-a-vis Yehuda, so there is a mitzvah of him. Because vis-a-vis Levi, vis-a-vis Yehuda, there is a mitzvah of Yisrael. Rochel is Asur on Levi. Or on Yehuda, because on the score of Ishasach. So vis-à-vis them, there is an Israel. So what? But we are discussing the question as to whether the Tzorah of Rochel, let's say Bila, whether the Tzorah of Rochel Bila is muteres to Shimon. So what kind of a kashi? So what's the pshat in the Rashi? And then he says, "Vavo gavim of the kamishorachin, v'chomer to lagavim the hayachet, visa vishimen avtoz on mitzvah, v'shal uvot v'galay b'silah." So b'silah, tichin he uve shane v'kamishorachin, so raser avol mokim mitzvah de'avol v'lasher. So apparently, the Rashi had another pshat in the Gemara, not the way it's usually explained, and that of course is probably the pshat according to other Rishonim. But, in other words, so what's the usual explanation? King de lo yose yisra reshetach, the chayla yisra hafetisho. Havali toras, elbo shaloi mitra vishayo. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that because according to Bishamai, the mitra of Yivin is based upon the otherwise yisra reshetach. Like too much training of Kovid Zaram. No, he didn't explain it that way. Apparently, he didn't explain it that way. That the mitra of Yivin, is just because of that. So he apparently the Rashi agrees with the Shittas of Rishayim in the Ritva and the Meiri that Tzora Selvo is a new Isa. It's a new Elv. That the Shittas of the Ritva and the Meiri. It's a new Elv. So in other words, so where is that new Elv mentioned? In the same passage that is expressive of the love of Achetisho. So here we have love against smelling the Achetisho and against smelling the Tzor of Achetisho. But there is a limitation. The Tzor of Achetisho is only Asura as a new Elvo, as a new Isakores, in case of Bimokim of Elvo. Bimokim Mitzvah. Shaloi Bimokim Mitzvah now. How do we know that? Because of the Tzereshov of Alel Alel. So Bimokim Alel is the Asira, the Gemara says. Shaloi Bimokim Alel Alel. So we learn it out, only Bimokim Alel. So the new Elvo of Achis, of Tzoras Achetisho, is only Bimokim Alel. Is only Bimokim Alel. So what's the pshat insofar as the new Isa, the new Elvo, the new Av of Tzoras Achetisho is concerned? So it's only Osea Bimokim Alel. What does Alel mean? Yivomu Yavi Alel. So what does the Torah say in that part of Yivomu Yavi Alel? That this Yivomu, on whom there is, who is affected with the Nisar of the Shesach, so there is a mitzvah of Yivomu Yavi Alel, which is mati of the Nisar of the Shesach. So the Alel of Yivokim Alel means, in other words, that the love of Tzora Sarekisho applies only Yivokim Alel, it applies only to a Tzore of an Elvo who is affected with the Nisar of the Shesach. Not that the mitzvah of Yiv in general applies only to a Yivome who otherwise is affected by Yisrael Shetach. Even Mishamai could agree that the mitzvah of Yivome Yovi Olel can apply even to a woman, to a Yivome who is not affected by Yisrael Shetach. So it's a Kalachayna. If the Torah was Michayet, a din of Yiv, even by Yivome who is otherwise affected by Yisrael Shetach, so it certainly applies to a Yivome who is not even affected by Yisrael Shetach. But as far as the new love of Tzoras Achetisho is concerned, as far as the new love of Tzoras Achetisho is concerned, so we have the Shalom of Aleo, Bimokim Aleo is that here. So what does it mean, Mokim Aleo? Bimokim or Yivome, in case of a Yivome who is affected with the Nisar Shesach. So the Tzoras of an Elvo who is also affected with the Nisar of Shesach, so that kind of an elbow, is as soon as a new elbow. Bimokim Alel. So, Mashenke, if the elbow is not affected with the Nisa Shesach, that is Shesach, so the Tzore, her Tzore is not Osea, is not included in the cloud of the Tzore. So it's not that Bishamai say, that the mitzvah of Yiv applies only to a Yivome who is affected with the Nisar of Shesach. No, the mitzvah of Yiv, the Torah says that it applies even to inform me with the fact that Israel is Sarah, Sarah has come with Hamor that it applies to inform me with not the fact that Israel is Sarah. But the prophet of Aleo deals, Yvonne Yobi Aleo, deals with the Yvonne who is affected with Israel Sarah, because normally, Yvonne is affected with Israel Sarah. So mainly since we have in the Exodus of Aleo, Aleo. So we walk in Aleo, there is a lot of Israel, 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 Israel. So what does it mean, Mokim Alero? That the new love of Tzorah Achis Isho applies only to the Tzorah of Achis Isho, who is also affected with the Yisrael of Ishisach. But it doesn't apply to the Tzorah of Achis Isho, who is not affected to the Yisrael of Ishisach. But as far as the mitzvah of Yivn is concerned, even according to Bishamai, it's not based upon the otherwise Yisrael of Ishisach. So this is what the Rashba says. Uporin that Lot of Ahabit Tzorah Sahum Mokibitzvah, Kimdeh Unof Lot, Ervo Kameh, Piyato Dabdi Nofo Kamishor Achi, Mikol Mokei. So in other words, so we could say, so it's true that since it's Exim Hashem Be'oleh Oleh, that there is a new love against marriage in the Tzoreh of an Achis Isho. Achis Isho, but only the Mokim Oleh. That means a Tzoreh Achis Isho that is affected with the Yisrael of Yisrael. So, but it doesn't apply to the Tzoreh of an Achis Isho that is not affected with Yisrael of Yisrael. But here, she's still affected with the Nisar of Yishisach, this Elvo, Merochel, she is affected to the Nisar of Yishisach, vis-a-vis Levi, vis-a-vis Yehude. So the Rashba says no, but she's not affected to the Nisar of Yishisach, vis-a-vis Shimen. So Memele, Bishamai say, that the new Elvo of Torah Sakhisisha doesn't apply. And but what is the Tamil Bishiro? So Bishiro also not, so Bishiro also agree, that in so far, so number one, the Shikisar Rashba apparently is like the Litro, and the Mir, not like Russian days. That Tzorah Achis Isho is a new Elvo. It's not because the Tiki spoke out of Mele, she becomes an Elvo of Yishisach. But it's a new Elvo. But that new Elvo is only Shayach B'mokim Olel. That's the Xerah Shomer of Olel Olel. So what does it mean B'mokim Olel? The Pasuk of Yivome Yavi Olel deals with what kind of Yivome? A Yivome that is affected with the Yisrael Yishisach. Because every Yivome is affected with the Yisrael Yishisach. The fact is that there is an Yisrael Yishisach. But that does not mean that where, for some reason, for some unusual reason, there is no Yisrael Yishisach, that there is no mitzvah of Yivome Yovel. Because if the Torah says there is a mitzvah of Yivome Yovel, even in a Yivome who is affected with Yishisach, so certainly there is a mitzvah of Yivome Yovel in a Yivome that is not affected with Yisrael Yishisach. But as far as the new love of Yitzchei, of Torah Sachitisho is concerned, so we learn how the Mokim Olel Davke. What does it mean, Mokim Olel? Just as Olel is mentioned in connection with Yivome that is otherwise affected, that is affected with Nisar of Yishisach, so the new love of Tzorah Achis Isho applies only to the Tzorah of Achis Isho that is affected with Nisar of Yishisach. But it doesn't apply to the Tzorah of Achis Isho that is not affected with Nisar of Yishisach. So the Ramban asks, but even this Yivome, she is still affected with Nisar of Yishisach vis-a-vis Levi, vis-a-vis Yehude. So the Ramban says, but vis-a-vis Shimon, she's not affected with Yisrael. So Mele Bishamai say, she has a din of Yitzorah, Elvo Shalom HaMitzvah. And Bishiro say, no, but vis-a-vis Levi, vis-a-vis Yehude, she's affected with the Yisrael Yisrael. So Mele Yitzorah Elvo. So it comes within the new love of Tzorah Elvo, Yitzorah Elvo. All right.
One thing was pointed out to me. Rashi, I mentioned that Rashi is chelik on the Ungiyeser. Ungiyeser says that the whole shaila that Rabbi Yochanan raised, that the Shlokish raised, was in connection with Yudalet and Tesvot. But in connection with Neak Nise, Neak Vore, Badim and Neak Nise, there is no difficulty because that is special for us. And even the Bnei Akvorim, so if they want to read the Megillah on the 14th, they can. Only special, the Chachamim apply a special leniency to them. So maybe certainly it does not come within the Israel of Akudis Akudis. And the whole problem arose in connection with Yudalit and Tesvot. But Rashi says, Rutsatsu Agudes Agudes, the Nira Kinea Gin Beis Teres, Ki Shekir in Kvorin, the Samgim of the Inknise, by your Zeres, the Dalet, the Mekom Shechim of the Tzvot. So I said last time that according to Rashi, the difficulty of the Gemore arose only in connection with the Kforim Kirim Viva Knisse, but in connection with Yudalit and Tesvov, so there was no difficulty. The Gemara didn't even raise that question. But Rashi mentions both Shailas. At first Rashi mentions the Nira Kinei Agim Isasu Agudis Agudis, the Nira Kinei Agim Beisteret Kishikirim Kforim Asamdur Mim Knisse. By Yavis Deleis, Yudalit Mekom Eschema Bitesvov. So he mentions the Yenknisse. And then, ואמינו לו חנוי איסורי, דאחו רבון בני הבוסו, ויבואי למיקרה מחמוסו למוצא, וחיים להתעזבוב בידע ולדם נסדרי. So it appears that Rashi Shita is the Kash of the Gemara, to arose in connection with both halachas, in connection with the halachas that בני הכפורים למנדים עם הכניסה, so there was a shayla in the Gemara, it should involve the Yisra Magudis Agudis, and also in connection with Yudalat in the Swap. So whereas, according to Mugiyeset, the whole difficult shayla in the Gemara arose only in connection with Yudalat in the Swap, but not in connection with Yim HaKnisei. According to Rashi, the Kasher of the Gemara arose in connection with both. But not that Rashi Shita is that the Gemara's Kasher arose only in connection with Yim HaKnisei. It arose in connection with both. Now let's see the thesis. Let's see the thesis. My time will be Shammai. Did we go over the thesis? Not yet. Didn't go over the thesis. My time will be Shammai. Mi teima ha romai komi boilei. Dio mo moitva li treya ki de rafshimet. Vi oleo lechi de rebe. So mi meile, he has no droshe. Mi trasvore, even Bishilo couldn't say mi trasvore de tzora tzera vi da tzora. Mi echa thesis. But only because of the posik of the Tzreir and the Leo. So, but since Reb Shimon, that applies the Tzreir, that if two are Tzoreis Bezike, so then they are Mafkia Bezike. So Tzoreis Umezu Bezike. So maybe Bishamai also applies the Droshe of the Tzreir that way. And then as far as the Leo, so maybe he applies it the way Rebbe does. That there is no chiv of Baharim Domashal Tzibu, Elo Domashal Zini Korosh, Giyas Echadus. So in many ways we have no posse. Ve'im Rav Yitzchok, Vishim Nistabu Lelei Litrish Nitzrei Yelin Yen Tzori, Yil Av Dishami Vishim Duch Tzishan. Because only there is a risk. Otherwise, it's more Nistabu to apply the Drosh of Yitzrei Rav Yitzchok. Ve'im Tein, Ayate Gidar Shename Chutzo. Dishama Yidar Shutzo, that means, Michal Dikat Mimi. So, which one is Asuro Mishuk? Which one is Asuro Mishuk? So, that is the one that is Chitzenis. So, that implies that there is a Tnimis, a relative. In other words, an elf. So we see that when there are two Yivomis, one Yivomi is a Tnimis, an elf, and the other one is a Chitzenis. Not an elf. So there is Zike in the Tzoreh, in the Chitzenis. So, v'im teim alakati gitar shenam lechutzo, mi chlau dike pnimis, so nidreish mu vitzrei, limeisa, Tzoreh sholim lechutzo. But he can still asa Tzoreh, but then he'll have to say that Tzoreh is asuro, dafke sholim lechutzo, nabim lechutzo. So we ain't shleima the lekel in midrash ocher. We cannot apply the drosha of Yitzreya. The drosha of Yitzreya. I mean shaloi b'moki mitzvah and olor. Dafke shaloi b'moki mitzvah the tzor asar midasor. The lekel midrash ocher. The oksi ligali savoso. The chod. So that's what Gemara says that ches. V'yisho lachei shol yitzikach Yitzreya ligali savoso olor v'chayot. So in other words, only one. Uli moki mitzvah. So the yitzrich. Die mechutze nachke, elo ole shoyim mokim. Dich rabbi shuhu de omar af, och en ama avu meimal ich vishmu el dipolik al idarab, vish rabbi, u meike kod lab hu de os, kibin dich siv chutzo kiman de chosef le chutzo, vi afo gav dich siv name hei dikhilo, dich siv ha chutzo, hane name, so it doesn't matter. So even though there is a hei at the beginning, hane name la chutz, mo yhamid bo, de ave ala mipo. And then la rabbi says ha russo, אימר היא די יצטריך, לריבוי הרוסו משום נכסית ביסורי, וכמה נהיום הם משמע, זה בייס מסור משמע. ולא צאו איסה החיסי שלך, איסה סארדת, הוא יורד לי דיסקוס. ואם תמעקים איסה החיסי שלו, איסה חיים, תסיעה במאה ובופה, ויש ואין מעדיף החיסי של מיסו התורן ריקוי ויפוק האיסה ושסח עושה וחיו ויפוק האיסה ושסח עושה וחיו so the איסה החיסי של סמוך ומזום את זה בכלל כאילו כך לפה כאילו כך לפה all right, we discussed that בסיום אותו איסלוי פירש בקונטרס מיקונה ולא עם יתרון ויהיה אפשר למקים דמחי ומחיו והקריס זה and if she is a zayna so she certainly psula mlech betrum כאילו אמרו לה מאכילת על נסח המצוסה עם זיינה אסורה בתרומו כמו שפור של בר השם נראה שעצמי יכול לה לספיר את זה לבמה לא אמון השכנע עצמו מסחלרס סורה זו ולהוד אמרים לו ביסי פר דאו את ביסי גם ברמתי בשו יומה כעצמי על הדלזה שנפתח עד שהוא ידום אישי שפור אורף so how was he allowed to do that על הדלזה ואין רבי יצחוק שאו דעתו בשם אספי ואין רבי יצחוק ואיתה ממימה ולחפידות רחמון הדעת So the first elephant thing this is that the Torah only ushers the Torah only ushers חבו על המאיס only when it's gone there as fritik but just הכל הבאות I mean the form of a fritik in the bosom but just הכל הבאות That the Torah didn't ask. The Torah didn't ask. And then Taisa says in Abba Teret, Iname Atero Yom Mitzdaya. Kidam Rinun Hosom, Harbi Mois Yeshli Vein Shulchoni Leratitza. So in other words, so the second question Taisa says, that when is there an Isaya if you do it on a mess? But Rabbi Akiva did not do it on a mess. He just did it because of the loss of Torah. Because of the misfortune that overtook him on account of the loss of the Torah. So it depends upon the Kavanah. True, I mean, this loss of Torah happened as a result of Inez, but his Kavanah was not just the Tzar of the missing, but because of the Tzar of diminution in Torah. So then, that, in other words, so even though this is the basis, the mess is the basis for this star of the law of diminution in Torah. But inasmuch as his kavone was not the tzar of the misay, of the mess per se, but because of the diminution in Torah that results therefrom, so the law doesn't apply. The law doesn't apply. Now the first teret in thesis was the Iker Meimah did the Rech Shrita Osarach on the Daf. The Rech Shrita Osarach on the Daf. So the first Teret did not say that Akira is Mitzvah. So what is it? I mean, the first Teret held that which is able to apply to any Shrita, even if it's not Lameh. So, that's how we say like that. That according to the first Moshin in Teisves, so the love of Lameh Yedidu applies even when it's not an honest, but that's not mistaken. I mean, I suppose that the first Lashon in Teisves, the first Lashon in Teisves also agrees that if somebody, let's say, will be serious as sorry because of Svinosi Shetobah Yam, because he had lost in business, he will not be able to love. He will not be able to love. But the first Lashon in Teisves says, because through his kavone, the kavone of Rabbi Akiva was the diminution in Torah. But what was the basis for this star? The fact that Rabbi Levi died, Rabbi Levi Hulkin has died. So the Mele is still considered same as others. It's not, the kavone is not important as long as he is saved as Atzme. He saved as Atzme. Because of a misa of a certain person, even though it's not a misa per se that makes him do it, it's a certain other misfortune that emanates from the misa. But the fact is that he did it. He was chayil ba'atzme because of the mess, even though it was not for that in itself that he did it, but he still was chayil. Esatzme, he was still a chaver esatzme, alamed. So the only reason as to why it was mutter is because the refrito drachmole and Rabbi Akiva didn't do it there, they did it there, hakoli baume, not there refrite. But in the Hanabe, even the first washing tases would be made there. If somebody will be, would be serious at me because he had lost the business. Because there was a decline in the stock market. He will not be able to But here, he still did it because of the mess. But not because of the mess per se, but because of a certain misfortune that emanates from him, he said, of Rav Akiva. So it's, so the first washing takes us hold, it's still considered mess. So it should come within the law. But why doesn't it come within the law? Because because it wasn't there sleeping. It was there hakoy. Iname, a tailor oyo mitzvayer, kidam ginon hotzon, how be moist yeshli, vein shokhon rabbi. And the second washing takes us hold, that even though he did it alames, that all is that was the cause of his chvod atme. But it wasn't for the Misa per se, it was because of the diminution of Torah that emanated from the Misa of Rebbe Lezer. So the melee doesn't come within this. Now, but we have to say that even the first Washington case agrees that as far as the Mitzvah is concerned, as far as the psychology of Rav Akiva was concerned, the mental attitude of Rav Akiva was concerned, that Rav Akiva was renovatme because of the diminution in Torah. At all, first of all, he did say, have a moralization. So in other words, so we see that the main reason as to why he was renovatme is because of the loss of Torah. Of the loss of Torah. But the first question holds, since the Misa of Rav Lezer was the cause of it, so the melee is considered as doing it amazing. And the Torah answered it. But the reason as to why it did not come within that love is because the Rasmit of Rachmone. There it was not the Rasmit, it was just Chavala Dalme. Not the Rasmit. Now, the question, there's another question that arises. Alright, so as far as Rishis Gedidu is concerned, so the love of Rishis Gedidu applies only to the Rasmit. Not Chavala Dalme. But there is Allah also the Marvel Batme. So the melee, he should be also on that score. Whether it's on Mese or anything else, or some other matter about it. It's an easy step to be chayvul ba'at. So how was Rav Akiva allowed to be chayvul ba'at? Actually, it's only Jesus Lord. So we have to say that insofar as the Issa Havola is concerned, of us a lot of matter about me, so even the first status in case would agree with the second, with the oneness of the second. The only difference between the first Moshe Mitei and the second Moshe Mitei is that whereas the first Moshe Mitei assumes that as far as the love of Rishis Gedidu is concerned, so inasmuch as the Misa is the cause of his act, even though he doesn't do it for the Misa per se, but because of a certain misfortune, a certain tragedy that emanates from the Misa, so it still comes within the love, So that's why Tesis had to say, because he did not come within the law, because there are Sritos Rachmoneh. But the fact is, the first question will also agree that Rav Akiva did it not because of the tragedy of the Misa per se, but because of the diminution in Torah. So the melee is so far as the Issa of Hasol Odom Lardo Batme is concerned, so then there is no Issa, inasmuch as he did it because Harbi Moish Yeshli, Vein Shulchan Ilerasis Lam. In other words, what does it mean? So what is that? Rav Akiva was not an exhibitionist. Just so he wanted to show, to demonstrate that only in Shulchani with Atei, so what do we accomplish? The Shulchani will not be created by being Chedel himself. But he wanted to set an example for Kovid Ator. In other words, that other Talmidim should know how to give Kovid Ator for the surviving Tanoi, because true, How the Moish Yeshua in Shulchan Elanasis Ben, but even when Rabbi Lezer passed away, there still remained great giants who had to be respected. So Rabbi Akiva did it in order to show an example of Kovod HaTorah for others, so that other Jews will know how to give Kovod to Bnei Yisrael. So the melee, it did not involve an Issa of what's called the Marvel Basme, because, you see, the Yisra of Hosol Odom Arvo Batsme is only Shayach when it's done without a purpose. But if this person, let's say, is Chayvo Batsme for a purpose, in order, let's say, so suppose someone undergoes an operation, even if it's not the Bach Nefesh. But he undergoes an operation in order to avoid pain. Many times a person is advised by doctors to go to undergo an ulcer operation. He's not going to have to show him to die if he's not going through that operation, but he'll have a lot of pain. So anyway, he's allowed. But how about the Yisrael of the model that may? The answer is, if it is for a tzeirech. So if it where is a tzeirech? So then there is no Yisrael of the model louder that. There is no Yisrael of the model that may. But so in melee, it doesn't matter whether the Terach is for himself or the Terach is for Klal Yisrael. In other words, so here, Rabbi Akiva felt that there was a Terach to show an example of Kavod HaTorah, so that other Jews will know how to give Kavod HaTorah. So in melee, so it was a Terach, so it didn't involve an Isaiah of Chiluv Atmei. But then, that is only Shalach regarding the Isaiah of Chiluv Atmei. So for a Terach, what is allowed? To the Chiluv Atmei. But as far as the Yisrael of Mrs. Eridu, that's like all the other Yisroel. So only because Nefesh can be Deichet, but no other Tzeirach, no other emergency, so can be Deichet, the Yisrael of Mrs. Eridu. So as far as, so the first Washington Tzeirach also agrees that the as far as the mental attitude of Rabbi Akiva is concerned, of course Rabbi Akiva did it only because of the Torah, of the laws of Torah, and in order to show an example of Kavod HaTorah, to impress upon the people how much Kavod they have to give to the Deirateh. So that was the reason as to why it didn't involve the Yisrael of Hazalot the Magavad. But then, it should have involved the Yisrael of Mrs. Galido, and it's not shy to say that one is allowed to be there and allowed the Raise because of Kavod HaTorah. It's not because Nefesh. So Taisa says in the first lesson, that is the office is going to apply only that, and here it was Kavod about it. Then, the second Teretz, he says, that even as far as Lysis Gedidu is concerned, so since that he did it not for the Misa per se, but because of the diminution of Torah that emanated from the Misa of Rabbi Ben Hukenes, so mainly he didn't involve the Misa of Lysis Gedidu. Alright, now, that's what Rishlok said. That lo yosu bishama kidivrayim. Now, the question is this. What does it mean, lo yosu bishama kidivrayim? Lo yosu bishama kidivrayim. According to Mandoma, that lo yosu bishama kidivrayim. That lo yosu bishama kidivrayim. So, and most Rishayim appear to Paskin that osu bishama kidivrayim. Osu bishama kidivrayim. In other words, but the Mishneh says that the Rambam Shita is that he passed also Bishamat, lo yosu Bishamat Kedivrei, lo yosu Bishamat Kedivrei. And with that, as I think I mentioned it, he answers the Kashe against the Rambam, because the Rambam seems to pass like a Bayan, not like Chovet. So why at all the Klal is that whenever there is a Machlokes, there is a Bayan Chovet, so the Halacha is like Chovet, except in Yalkidam. This is not one of the Yalkigam. So, because the Mishnah in one Teretz says, in a few words, but this is a very good Teretz, he says, the only reason as to why Rove was Muchech to reject Abayez, Teretz, Chi Amrino is his Gedi Du Kinshli, but he didn't be Rachat, Halo Lemirin Kivir Bishama, and Halo Lemirin Kivir Bishilel, Avo Shtei Bati Dinin Bishtei Ayoreis, Leslambo, that means, but Shtei Bati Dinin separate Bezins, independent Bezins, in the same city, so it's Osea, so it comes with Ulysses Gedidu, because Irobe was felt that it's not so, that he had to reject Abai Svore because of Bishama Ibisil. So Bishama Ibisil. So Abai himself felt that Bishama Ibisil is like Shtei Bati Dinin Bishtei Alok. But Irobe was sure that Bishama Ibisil, in view of the fact that we were Talmidim of Bishama in every city, and Talmidim of Bishil in every city, so it's like, Shtei Bati Dinin Birak. So the Meila, and still, it's also Kedivrayim. It's also Kedivrayim. So, he had to reject Abai Svore. Mashenikin according to Mandoma and Loyosu, then there is no Kashi, he didn't even have to reject. And the Rambam, so this was like a Mishnah, he says Montan. The Rambam apparently passes like Rav, because it's a Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, so he'll have to get Rav. Bisure. I mean, even though right here we can apply the cloud because the Bihan Rishwakish is also involved in Machlekes. But the Rambam passes like Rav, that Loyosu Bishama Kedivreyev, so he's Loyosu, so there is no kasher from Bishama in Bisilel. So the Mele, even if we assume that Bisham and Bisilel are considered like Shnei Botidin in Birachas, so it's still alright for Yochaname. So because of that it's Loyosu. It's Loyosu because of that, and without recourse to that. So it's Loyosu. So the Mele, so according to Mandoma Loyosu, then Robbie can also agree in the Bible. Rove was muchach to be chilik rabbaye only according to Mandoma the Tosu, but according to Mandoma Loyosu, then Rove can agree with rabbaye. Anyway, so the Gracha Mishnah says that the Rambam shitting is that Loyosu, the Rambam passes Loyosu, but most Rishonim passing also be shamed to be rabbaye. Now the question is this: according to Mandoma, that Loyosu be shamed to be rabbaye. Why Loyosu? After all, I mean, Bishamai held that Tzoras Abbas is Muteres, with Yavim, it's a mitzvah to be Yavim. So, why Loyosu? Why shouldn't they act out their own view? So, that's two Lashonis. One Lashon is Kedem Basko, and one Lashon is Lachaba. So, according to the Lashon of Kedem Basko, so Loyosu Bishamai can pray him because the Tzil is a lot. So even though the Shama is mad as it's way, still the Aloha of Achir Rabin Bahat is applied even when the miut is more hard. Even the case where the miut are more hrifi than the rob. Still the Achir Rabin Bahat is applied. Achir Rabin Bahat is applied. Now, this is S.C.I. Kashi. Mi Sovres also Bishama Gidivrayim. Loyosu Bisham Kivrei, that's Rishwakish. And like Rav, he agrees with Rav. That Loyosu Bisham Kivrei. Teime Shalohikshor Rav Yechanen Rishwakish Ma'id Ma'is Bisomo Bikim Shor Bezor Yekersin Yishtema Dinechei Shlon Dari Kol Kach Avlo Meir Av Muk Shem Yil Et Moshik Shabbat. Loyosu Bisham Kivrei. Teime Ho Ashkechon Dios. So how can Rishwakish and Rav say that Loyosu Bisham Kivrei But it is Ashkechon, the os, the hitter of Tav, Kidivre Bishame, the hero show you was in Azore, the Hibor Tav in Bishame. Vitanya, the Kirk in the Trevis, or it was in Bishame, it's the only drink in the past. So one of the caches, the Tesis says, is hitter of Tav, Kidivre Bishame. That's in regard to the Machlekes between Bishame and Bishirel. Bishame is saying that Bishopechon means that the Christmas of Ailo has to be recited in the reclining position. To be shorter, when you lie down. In other words, you cannot recite Krishna Shalaiwa while you stand back. But, and according to the Bisilel, the shorter only implies at the time of reclining, the time when people go to sleep. Not that it has to be done in a reclining position. But according to Bishama, it means mamelish in a reclining position. So, at one time, Sir Talbot was walking on the road, and there was time to recite the Kriya Shema Shalaiwa, so he lay down on the ground there on the road, and he recited the Kriya Shema. So why? Because Reb Tarfon belongs to the Bishama. Reb Tarfon belongs to the Bishama because the Sirel were the Rosh and the Yoachelet. So we see that Bishama acted out Reb Tarfon acted out Bishama's Allah. So we see that also Bishama did it. How can Rishwakish say, Rishwakish and Rav, Loyosu Bishama Kedivreyem, that they succumb? Umil Bilagoch and Muchar Bishmaitin Dos. So we see the case is also agrees with the Rambam, that the Pesach Aloche is the first on the Gemore, that the Aloche is, that also Bishama Kedivreyem. But we still see, that the Rambam Shite, according to the Mishnah, the Rambam Pastor, that Loyosu Bishama Kedivreyem. Now, so we see one big chiddush from this case. It's a very important chiddush. We see from this case this, that according to the Mandoma, that Loyosu Bishama Kedivreyem, Loyosu Bishama Kedivreyem, that means that they succumbed, they acted in accordance with Bisilel. Not only did they act in accordance, they succumbed to Bisilel, Lechumre, but in Likure they also acted like Bisilel. Maybe the whole Aloche Even the Mandoma who says, Lo Yosef Vishamik in the Vrayim, in other words, Vishamai wasn't Mekil in accordance with their own views. Let's say, Tzorat Abba. So according to Vishamai, she can be Vishabemes. So Lo Yosef Vishamik in the Vrayim. They won't Mekil in the Vrayim, because according to Vishamai, if one is Miyabni Tzorat Abba, he's in Ramis Akores, and he's in Rishazach. So, and according to Vishamai, it would be behind the mitzvah is miyav mitzvah tabas. So lo yosef bishamek in Yisrael, they want, in other words, they acted lichumre, they succumb to misila, lichumre, but not lichumre. If we are going to say that, and this is what the Ritva says, in the position of Yisrael, that even the Mandoma who says, lo yosef bishamek in Yisrael, that means, they succumbed to Israel. They acted in accordance with the view of Israel. So in other words, they were not legally cool in accordance with their own views. But to be made legally in accordance with Israel's views, that's not, because how can they do that? After all, they were convinced that it's not so. So how can they do something that is in their judgment is not there? So this is what the Ritva says. So the Ritva says, oh, Omer Rish Lakish, Mi Sabres also Bishamak Yivrayim, Lo Yosef Bishamak Yivrayim. Pinesh lo yosu ki divrayim lehoke. In other words, they won't miyab mitzvah sabas. Even though according to Bishamai, it was a mitzvah to be miyab mitzvah sabas. But since the seal was above, so they didn't want to be miyab mitzvah sabas. Lehoke, elo shi yitzricho chlit, the prochets become lehefshe. In other words, it doesn't mean that they acted in the same way as if they had entertained the view of Bishira. In other words, that they should be mitzvah l'shuk, that they should pass, that you should be mitzvah l'shuk, that they themselves should marry such a tzore, l'shuk, marry l'shuk, that's not, the pochas mikal l'yefshe apim shomdo b'shmo, after all, they did not conceive. So in other words, at the end, they held that they are right. So how can they act l'kula in accordance with b'shirah? But, lo yosef b'shamay, where there's one man doma says, that also be Shammah in Israel. That means, they were Miyab Mitzvah Sabbath. They were Miyab Mitzvah Sabbath. And they didn't care about the fact that according to the seal, it's a Mitzvah Shabbat. So, Shlokish and Rav say, Lo Yosu be Shammah in Israel. They were Miyab Mitzvah Sabbath. So, Lo Yosu be Israel Lehokeh. But, they certainly acted out their own views with Humre. Their own views with whom they acted out. This is the Ritva Shita. Now, if they said they agreed with the Ritva, then there would be no kashe from Kippur of Tal, because there is a machlekes between Bisham and Bisila, whether the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shalalo can be fulfilled in a standing position, in a non-reclining position. So according to Bishamai,